You're in the huddle on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line we go. It is my good friend Paul Lucas, who is the uniform columnist at ESPN.com and also the uniform guru from UniWatch. I love talking to this guy. All things jerseys, all things uniforms. Paul, let's start right here. A lot of Patriot fans. We're a Patriot station getting ready for the Super Bowl. The Pats are wearing white for the big game in Houston. This is good news, right?
Yeah, if you're a superstitious sort of person, wearing white in the Super Bowl is a good thing, at least in recent years. 11 of the last 12 Super Bowl winners have worn white. That includes last year the Broncos, who had the option of wearing orange. They were the designated home team last year. The AFC was the designated home conference last year, and the Broncos, knowing not just the recent Super Bowl history, but also their own franchise history, where they had gone 0-4 wearing orange, they chose to wear white. This year, the choice flips over to the NFC, so that would be the Falcons. They have chosen to not worry about the superstition, basically, and go with their usual home red. So they're the designated home team. They're wearing red, and that means the Patriots have to wear white.
I know that the Falcons have had the red primary jerseys for a while now, but even when they switched their uniform concept like 15 years ago, they did have a black primary jersey like early in the Mike Vick days. When did they actually go to red being their primary and not an alternate?
It's about 5 or 6 years now that they've had red as their primary color. I got to tell you, with the Falcons in the Super Bowl, I've had a lot of readers and a lot of people on Twitter saying, oh, I wish they would wear black instead of red. And especially people have been saying, I wish they'd wear their black throwbacks. And in fact, frankly, I've heard that for both teams looking ahead to the Super Bowl. I've heard a lot of fans saying this would be a lot better looking Super Bowl if the Falcons could wear something from the Dirty Bird era and if the Patriots could go back to the Pat Patriot era and we'd have a throwback Super Bowl and it would be one of the best looking Super Bowls. Obviously, that's not going to happen, but it's interesting to hear that that's what people are thinking about.
That was one of my questions. Can you wear a throwback in the Super Bowl? Could you do that if you wanted to?
You would need permission from the NFL. Supposedly, you're not supposed to wear any alternates or throwbacks in the postseason. The only time that a team did that was the 1994 season that led to the 1995 Super Bowl. That was the 49ers and the Chargers. And that was the year that the NFL celebrated its 75th Diamond Anniversary, and a lot of the teams wore throwbacks. And the 49ers were very successful in their throwbacks during the regular season, and they asked for permission to keep wearing those throwbacks during the postseason. So they received the permission, and they wore them not just in the Super Bowl, but in the divisional round, the conference championship round, and then all the way through to the Super Bowl, where they did defeat the Chargers. That's the only time any kind of alternate or throwback has been worn in a Super Bowl.
All right, so we're stuck with the modern-day jerseys. So based on the modern-day jerseys, the Patriots white, the Falcons red, who wins the Super Bowl based on that alone?
I got to say, it's not going to be one of our best-looking Super Bowls, but I would give it to the Patriots. I'm not a fan of that blue side paneling that's on both sides of the Patriots jersey, their white jersey. But aside from that, they have a reasonably solid look. I do prefer Pat Patriot over Flying Elvis, as he's known, the Patriots' current logo. But I don't hate Flying Elvis like some people do. I love the striped socks that the Patriots wear with their white jersey. I think that's a really good look. And so overall, I think the Patriots look fine out there. The Falcons, I don't think they look so fine. I don't like those stripes on the sleeves, those vertical stripes. It looks very clownish to me. They have really unusual piping down the sides of their pants. That also doesn't work for me. To me, it's one of the newfangled, like, trying to look different just for the sake of being different designs that we see scattered around the NFL, and it has never really worked for me, the Falcons' current uniform set. So if you want to believe that haberdashery is destiny, then I would go with the Patriots.
Paul Lucas, uniform expert at ESPN.com, with us here on The Huddle, 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com, talking about the Patriots Super Bowl uniform choice. And hey, we're talking about the throwback Super Bowl that people wish that we were getting when it came to uniforms. Why are so many teams in so many sports making a switch back to their throwback logo, their throwback colors, or some variation of their throwback? Weren't a lot of these uniforms ditched for a reason?
Well, you know, a lot of things sort of mellow with age, and a lot of things that seem, as you say, bad at the time can seem sort of nostalgically quaint with 20 years of hindsight or something like that. So, yeah, we do see designs like, say, if we stick to the NFL and we look at the Tampa Bay Bucks. Now, for, you know, the first 20 years of their existence, that orange creamsicle uniform with Bucko Bruce, as he was known, the helmet mascot right there on the helmet, that uniform was derided, it was made fun of, it was ridiculed, in part because for many of those years the Buccaneers were a bad franchise, but also because it was just considered, you know, one of the goofier, not really classic-looking uniforms out there. Now, another 20 years down the road, people love that uniform, or at least they'd like to see it once a year. They remember those days, even if those were, you know, not the best days for that franchise, and they love seeing that out on the field for once or twice a year. Unfortunately, the Bucs can't wear that particular throwback right now because the NFL has its one helmet shell rule where you can't go to a helmet of a different color within the same season, and so that throwback has basically been put in mothballs, at least for the time being. Same thing with the Patriots. People love Pat Patriot. They love to see him, but that is a white helmet. The Patriots currently wear the silver helmet shell, and so that uniform can't be seen on the field right now. But in general, to answer your broader question, people like throwback uniforms because people like nostalgia. It reminds them of when they were younger, the uniforms they grew up with, or, you know, if it's a design from before you were born, it's a little history lesson, and maybe, you know, it's a way to connect with the team's history and heritage.
Now, see, I was under the impression all year that it was a safety thing with the helmet, and you just had to have one shell. I thought you could paint over the helmet as many times as you want, so that is not the case.
No. You can paint over it. You can basically, the way it works is it has to be the same shell, and you can decorate that shell any way you want. And for example, when the Chicago Bears wear their Monsters of the Midway throwback, they simply remove their C, their wishbone C logo decal from the side of the helmet, and they go with a blank helmet. And they also swap out the face mask. They remove their current face mask and swap in a gray face mask. And they're allowed to do that. And there are other examples of teams that use basically the same physical helmet shell with different decorations on them for their throwbacks. The problem with changing the color of the shell is that, for example, if you want to paint it, as you suggested, modern helmet paints take too long to dry and to cure. The players would not be able to wear their helmets for midweek practices, either in the week leading up to the throwback game or the next week when they're getting ready to paint them back, you know, to go back to the regular color, the original color. I've heard people say, what about a vinyl wrap? Like, you know, I've seen cars with vinyl wrapping, and unfortunately that doesn't work either. Believe me, there are equipment managers out there who would love to solve this problem, and if it were easily solved, they would have solved it by now. And right now, we just don't have a solution for it.
Paul Lucas, ESPN uniform columnist here on 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. All right, we talked about the good of New England sports uniforms a minute ago. Now let's go to the not so good. The Celtics are about to become the Boston Celtics, sponsored by General Electric, basically. What do you think it adds on NBA jerseys as it's going to happen next year?
Yeah, that's going to start next season, and the Celtics have just become the third team to go all in on that. The first one was the 76ers, who are going to wear a StubHub advertising patch, and then we heard the Kings are going to have a Blue Diamond Almonds advertising patch, and now the Celtics are going with the GE patch. I'm not a fan of advertising on uniforms. Of course, you do see it in soccer. You see it in many other international sports around the world. The fact that it's common doesn't make it good, at least in my mind. To me, the uniform stands for a brand already. It stands for the team. That's who we root for. When I'm rooting for my favorite team, I don't really want to be thinking about GE or StubHub or anything else. I just want to be thinking about my team, and that's what I want to be looking at. We are already advertised at, you know, in pretty much every conceivable aspect of the sporting experience, you know, at the ballpark or at the stadium or arena, during the between the breaks in the action, there's the commercials, but then every aspect of the game is advertised, you know, this call to the bullpen or the on-deck circle or any aspect of the game has an advertisement attached to it. And the uniforms, at least in North America, were the exception to that rule, and now that is changing. And personally, I think that's a real disappointment.
Are they going to sell uniforms to fans with the patches too, or will they at least distinguish the fan experience jersey from the player jersey?
The main versions that are going to be available, you know, at the mall or through mail order or whatever, are not going to have the advertising patches on them. If the teams want to, and this is a team option, they can sell versions with the ad patch at the arena. And so that's a team thing. And, you know, it's interesting. It means the fan can can buy something without the ad patch if he wants, but then he's no longer wearing what the player wears. And that is supposedly the appeal of authentic jerseys and even replica jerseys, right? That you're wearing the same thing that the player is wearing. Well, that's not going to be the case anymore. And it's worth remembering also, NBA jerseys are going to be a lot busier next year, because not only are you going to have these ad patches, but Nike is taking over the league's uniform contract from Adidas, and part of Nike's new contract is that they get to put their logo on the NBA uniforms, on the jerseys and the shorts. That's never been done before in the NBA. We see it throughout the rest of pro sports, that whoever the uniform manufacturer is usually puts their logo on the uniform. We see it with Majestic in Major League Baseball, Nike in the NFL, and Reebok currently in the NHL. But it's never been done in the NBA. They've never had that maker's mark, as I like to call it, on the uniform. But in addition to the ad patches, the Nike swoosh will be appearing on NBA uniforms next year. And so, you know, of course, a basketball uniform has a lot less real estate than the uniforms from most other sports, because you don't have sleeves, at least most of the time. We have seen more and more sleeves in the NBA recently. And you don't have long pants. You don't have official game socks that you know, everyone on the team wears with the same design. You have a much smaller canvas, and now that canvas is going to be a little more cluttered with these ad patches and also with the Nike swoosh.
Paul, we'll get you out of here on this. All the New Englanders that listen to our station pumped Chris Sale, a member of the Red Sox now. Will he have any Red Sox jerseys that he'll want to cut up this year?
I don't think there's anything in the Red Sox historical portfolio that would annoy him as much as that 1976 White Sox throwback annoyed him. That had that big floppy disco collar. He didn't want to wear that. Of course, he famously took the pair of scissors to it. I think if the Red Sox stick to their, you know, their basic home whites, the road grays, and their two alternates, and you know, even some throwbacks in the Red Sox history and heritage, I think Chris Sale would be fine wearing. So I don't think you guys have too much to worry about.
Paul Lucas, ESPN uniform columnist here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3 ESPN.com. Paul, thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Always a pleasure.